Stack Leftover starting out with some random facts. You know, when Jack Nicholson was 37, he found out the woman he thought was his sister was really his mother?
What?
That's a mind blower, huh? Wow. There's enough energy in 1 gallon of gasoline to charge your iPhone once a day for 19 years.
Well, there you go. Apple Snap 2. We need one of those.
Yeah, a gallon of gas. You can charge once a day for 19 years, your iPhone.
Scrabble just added a bunch of new words under the guise that they're modern, but really they're just a bunch of letters like Z, X, and Q just to get more points. This is where I'm going to butcher all the pronunciations.
These are tough words.
Kayak, which means kayak. It's Q-A-J-A-Q. Okay. There's a koki. It's a small frog. That's C-O-Q-U-I. And then the Chinese exercise system, qigong. That's Q-I-G-O-N-G. Yuzu, a Japanese fruit. And buzzkill. You know, when someone makes everyone else bummed out.
Yeah, it's a real buzzkill. Six-year-old drove his battery-powered toy ATV out onto a highway in New York on Sunday. Luckily, three drivers were able to slow down when they saw him, and then they used their cars to block him from other cars from hitting him and getting him off the road. So that could have been a very dangerous situation.
A new survey found 49% of people are unhappy enough at work that they'd love to switch careers, and found that the top 10 dream jobs, which people would love to do if they could quit their real ones. Number 10, food critic. Number 9, artist. 8, gardener. Photographer. Travel writer. 5, become a chocolate taster.
Now I'm in. One I want. Yeah, chocolate taster.
Now, the rest of them sound kind of like hard work. You know, 4, own your own bar. 3, write a novel. 2, run a bed and breakfast in another country. And the number one thing people would love to quit their real job for is start a restaurant.
That's a lot of work, people. A lot of work. Here at the Early Morning Show, we don't believe in it. Someone set fire to a police van in Naples, Florida on Friday. The only lead police had was an empty plastic bottle that smelled like gasoline. They put out the fire, but they noticed this guy on his bike kept going by past the fire incident. They stopped him to question him and realized he smelled strongly of gasoline, and they found the bottle cap in his pocket.
I'm just charging my iPhone, I swear.